Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, but not here. They send a long ball to Fernandez, who's onside coming down the middle on a breakaway. Fernandez beats Christensen, shoots, and scores. And that will do it.
And that, of course, the home call of Atlanta United's loss last night. They took the 2-0 setback, and Mike Conti, the play-by-play voice of Atlanta United, certainly we're not going to get a boisterous, chirpy goal call or score call for the other guys, for the bad guys. And we say good morning to Mike Conti here. Mike, just had a blast at the Benz last night. It was intense and everything, but not the result we wanted.
No, but it's explainable because when you have your goalkeeper red carded in the 34th minute, you want to turn a match on its ear really quickly, eject the goalkeeper. Mm-hmm. Because not only do you lose Guzan, but then you have to take Vajalba off to put Christensen, the backup keeper, in, and it just messed everything up from there. Tough one. Fair play to Sporting Kansas City. I mean, that's a great result for them to come into Atlanta and win. There's obviously the asterisk because of the red card, but you just got to keep it moving now. You don't want them to beat you twice.
Let me ask you this, Mike. And Atlanta United was applying great pressure early in the match. You have the Joseph Martinez goal waved off for being offsides. They hit the post once or twice. If Guzan doesn't get red carded, and this is full speculation, Atlanta United win last night?
Yes, and win easily. I thought they were in full control of the match prior to the red card. And if you listen to the comments, and I know Grant's been playing some of it in his sports flashes this morning, if you listen to what Michael Parkhurst has been saying, Jeff Larenowitz has been saying, I mean, I think we're all in universal agreement. Atlanta United in the 4-2-3-1, generating a lot of chances, dominating possession, in full control of the match prior to the red card.
Mike Conti joining Rick and John talking Atlanta United. I want to talk about the offsides plays with you and break those down. But since you brought up Guzan, some guys behind me that seemed really astute about soccer were mad at Guzan. They thought it was a really bad, irresponsible play by him. Should have dove at the ball instead of sliding at the ball. But I do agree with you, Mike. Just sitting in the Benz last night, we win that match if Guzan does not get tossed, but he did make a mistake.
Well, here's the thing. There was a mistake that put Guzan in the position where he had to make the mistake.
Good.
Okay, so, you know, I do understand the complaint, and I'm not saying those people sitting behind you were wrong, but there was a miscue by the back line that kind of hung Guzan out to dry. And then in that split second, he needs to make a decision. Are you going to come off your line trying to make a play on the ball? Are you going to sit back and just let the breakaway develop in front of you? He decided to play the ball. Now, the thing is, when you go out, you play the ball. If you take the man down before you get the ball, that's a foul. Mm-hmm. And if there's no one between the attacking player and the keeper, that's a red card. They call it a dog so. That's the acronym, denial of a goal scoring opportunity. Clear red card. Replays also seem to show that Guzan was going into his ankle studs up, which is a very reckless play. So I have no problem whatsoever with the red card against Guzan. It's tough because you had a match last night where there were four major calls, and all four of them went against Atlanta United. And we can go through them one by one, but I understand the frustration because, boy, you hate that. I mean, you have the two best sides in MLS, number one in the East against number one in the West. You're hoping for a good match, well played, wide open. And then when you have that kind of, misfortune with the referee, I'm not saying it was totally wrong, but when you have that kind of misfortune, it's almost like when the Hawks were in the East Finals and they ran into Scott Foster, you know? Not saying Scott Foster got everything wrong. Got a lot wrong. Not everything wrong.
You're talking about game one specifically,
yeah,
the East Final.
You were there with your son. It was calling J.R. Smith the strip club guy.
Yeah,
you guys over there.
That's very awesome.
You know, it takes the wind out of the building, doesn't it? When you're like, oh, man, this is going to be 12-11 now.
Right.
But we'll go through the calls one by one. The more and more I think about it, the more and more I'm pretty sure he got three of the four major calls right. That's soccer. That's any sport. You know, don't put yourself in the position where the referee is going to have to make a decisive decision.
I'll start with if Joseph Martinez scores with six minutes into the match. if they're up 1-0, I think Atlanta wins 4-0. Was he offside?
Well, and not to interrupt, even if they're up 1-0 and then Guzan gets red carded, it's easier to bunker with
no
the lead than being even and trying to maybe get a counter for a goal here or there. Was he offside? Okay. This is the one of the four calls that is the most debatable, in my opinion. Martinez was in an offside position. There's no question about it. But Madranda, the defender, appeared to be making a deliberate play on the ball. Mm-hmm. And they rewrote the offside law about 5 years ago. When a defensive player makes a deliberate attempt on the ball, then all bets are off with offside. Okay? It looked to me, it looked to Jason, it looked to 44,600 in the building, most of them, that indeed Madranda was making a deliberate play on the ball. Now, a pool reporter spoke to the referee, Mark Geiger, after the match. This was his explanation, and I'm still not 100% sure I get this. He says, quote, "The Sporting Kansas City defender reacted by planting his foot in the ground in an attempt to block the ball. The ball hit him, deflecting to the Atlanta United player in an offside position." So I think what he's trying to say is that the ball played Madranda, not Madranda played the ball, which then takes the deliberate aspect out of it. But I want to read the first sentence again. "The Sporting Kansas City defender reacted by planting his foot in the ground in an attempt to block the ball." So it wasn't deliberate, but he was attempting to block the ball. That's where I'm confused. It's a judgment call, though. Okay, so like we can't be pounding our fist all day and saying, look, this was clearly something they got wrong. It's a judgment call. What I have a bigger issue on with this one, guys, is that, you know, video assisted replay is to be used in the event of a clear and obvious error by the referee. Mark Geiger did not call it offside on the pitch, and the assistant referee did not call it offside either. So if two on-field officials have a look at it and they say good goal, I don't like then that you could go up to VAR, some guy up in the press box takes a look at it and whistles down and says, wait, stop everything. So I am more of an issue of the application of VAR in that situation than the application of the law.
Wow. And to me, let's just condense all of that. It's, as you said, a judgment call, a 50-50 thing. Let's give Joseph Martinez, the top goal scorer in MLS, the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
But that's easy to say as a United fan. Now, Mike, let's...
He's also number one in the league in offside, which hurts him too. I mean, if you want to give him the benefit of the doubt on the goal...
But there's the yin and the yang, Mike.
No, right. Well, no,
to
no,
everything.
No. Look, and he's offside a lot by design because that's the way he plays. I'm not criticizing him for that, but if you want to use the argument, hey, he's the top goal scorer in MLS, give him the benefit of the doubt, well... The other half of that is he's offside more than anything.
So, in other words, it's like a Dennis Rodman thing almost. Kind of. He's got this reputation of being an awesome rebounder, but also being an irritant and a foul guy.
Correct.
And I get
Correct.
It. Just an edgy guy, tough to officiate. So, just take us to the second half. The run out that Sporting KC had for their second goal, that appeared to be offside.
You could say that looked offside because no one gets that open if they're onside, right? And we were waiting for a couple different replays from the Fox broadcast. We didn't really get a conclusive look until after the match. There was a still photo that showed that Fernandez was clearly on, that Sal Zizo was about a yard and a half on the other side of that being offside. So the referee got that one right.
That hurts.
Yeah, it does. That one absolutely
hurts. It does,
hurts.
Because you felt like the equalizing goal was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Kratz had a couple free kicks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Atlanta United really had SKC on the ropes after they scored their first
goal. If Martinez isn't pulled, I'm not second-guessing Todd, okay? But if Martinez is still in the match, does he bang in one of those rebounds off the Kratz free kicks?
No. No. Romario Williams is equally capable of getting a rebound goal. Now, there is another controversial call, though, the first free kick. So Kratz kicks it low to the left. Melia has an awesome save.
Yep,
he made three very big saves in the second half. And I'm going to write a column on 929thegame.com today. It wasn't Mark Geiger that stole the result from Atlanta United. It was Tim Melia, the Kansas City goalkeeper, 100%. That was a huge save. But now here was the controversy. So Melia makes the save. The rebound kind of ricochets to Romario Williams. He takes a stab at it. And then Matt Beisler sliding to try to clear it over the end line. His left arm is up in an unnatural position. And a GIF comes out right after the game where it looks like the ball hits him right in the hand, okay? Now, if that's handball, that's a penalty kick to Atlanta United. So when I first saw that angle, I thought, oh, my God. You know, clearly missed handball. This is awful. Huge miscarriage of justice. Atlanta United denied a penalty kick. Then a little later, I saw another angle from behind the goal. And it looks like the ball kind of rolled up his side and then kind of kicked off his body before it got to his hand. So they may have gotten that one right. So bottom line, four big calls, two clearly right, one might have been right. Fourth one was a judgment call.
Yeah, the best part of this interview, we got Mike Conte to say miscarriage of justice.
Yeah, it's always good.
Yeah. I don't know, guys. They're going to be fine. I think Christensen, if he has to play Sunday in Orlando, Guzan is suspended. If it's Christensen, I think they're going to be fine. They still have a game in hand on SKC for a supporter shield lead. No problem. Don't worry about it.
Great stuff. I was listening last night. Mike and Jason Longshore.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.